She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
So much for coming back. As I promised, it's the continuation of Diet Can Heal Your Life, basically. All right, so we've been talking a lot about food, using food as medicine. I've got the amazing Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum here with me talking about acne. And obviously, you know, one of the things that I love to do on this show is maybe help divert from, and look, you all know that I think that there's value in all systems of medicine, conventional Western reductionistic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, chiropractic medicine, you name it, naturopathic medicine, what I practice. But what I like to do for consumers and your listeners and is just maybe give ideas about what could be cost-effective, one, effective, two, and safe. Because I think sometimes the idea that we all take as practitioners of first do no harm isn't really honored. And when we're talking about acne, I know that there are a lot of topical products. That means things that are put on your face to reduce blemishes, kind of in the long run, do a little bit more harm than good. But I know that, as we've talked about before, skin is an inside out job. We can also, though, have great safe topicals, but it's really, really, really important of what's going on inside. So, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, how are you?
Doing awesome, Holly. Always a pleasure to be with you. And well, also to teach folks. Because,
yes,
you know, people don't know. You know, we think that things like heart attacks, which are the biggest killer today, and these cancers in the US, that these have been with us forever and ever. But, you know, a lot of these illnesses are illnesses of Western civilization. These are things that we never or very, very, very rarely had until a couple hundred years ago when the modern American diet started to rear its ugly head. But one of the other things that didn't rear its ugly head until recently was zits. So when
right.
you're getting ready for that prom date or the big date, and all of a sudden you've got this little face on your face laughing at you going, ha, ha, you know. That was a rare event until the modern Western diet came into play. So just one more heartbreak that really can be addressed with a good diet.
I think that is so amazing, and you're right. I love the chronological tidbits that you give, because you give it to us when we talk about sleep with the light. You give it to us all the time, because I think what it does exactly what I want the show to do, is it kind of wakes people up. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. And it gives us, I mean, look, we're not going to go back into medieval times. We're not going to go back into the Paleolithic times. But what can we do to understand what's changed in our modern day? Because a lot has changed. How can we identify the multiple influencing factors? Because there are many influencing factors on our health. And then what can we do? It's almost like it's really, I think, the biggest sense of empowerment. What can we do to actually not just survive? Because I think we need to go from surviving to thriving. How can we have optimal health, our healthcare desires, especially, gosh, a clean complexion? I mean, especially, come on, even for our kids that are growing up, how can we do that safe and effectively? And I think diet plays a huge role.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I don't want to go back to Paleolithic times. I don't even want to go back to 300 years ago.
Right.
To paraphrase the National Rifle Association, you know, you're not going to get my cell phone away from me unless you pry it from my cold, dead fingers. So not looking to go backwards. The question, like you say, is how to thrive, how to know which things in modern life really support you and which things not so much. So let's take a look at when it comes to zits. Here are the biggies. Number one, sugar. There's a great YouTube video that's had, I don't know, 20 million hits or so, where they boiled out a two-liter Coke, a cola product, and see what's left in terms of the sugar. And it's kind of like, oh, my God, that's gross.
Yeah.
When you have one of those 64-ounce Big Burp sodas, that's 48 spoons of sugar in that bad boy that you're pouring down your throat. And I will tell you, the bacteria that caused this, they are partying, man. There's like a big kegger. When you see that thing popping out on your face, that's like a sugar party keg getting pushed out by those bacteria going, yay! You know?
Right.
So you want to avoid sugar, but there's some good magic words again. Chocolate has been shown not to increase acne. So if you want to have a nice sweet treat, a have some good chocolate once in a while. Meanwhile, cut down protein. And here's another biggie, an interesting one. In some people, it's the milk and cheese. That'll trigger the zits. Now, understand, whatever change you make now will show on your face 6 weeks from now. It's like a delayed reaction. So if you have acne problems, consider avoiding milk and cheese products. You can use things like the almond milk, sugar-free preferably, and rice milk instead for just 6 weeks and see if your complexion starts to clear.
Jacob, I think that's such an important distinguishment, because these are incredible tidbits of advice regarding diet. But I see so many people hearing something like this. They take 2 days off of their milk and dairy cheese habits, and they're like, oh, nothing changed. So, I mean, if I'm going to have acne, I might as well be happy too, and completely just go on in and take it. But 6 weeks, hear that, 6 weeks. This stuff takes time. Healing, especially skin, we've got vitamin A involved. It takes time, and we heal from the top down and the inside out. You're going to be healing from the inside, and then it's going to eventually show up on the outside.
Absolutely. So give it that time. But the flip side of that, too, is once you've given it the 6 weeks, if it doesn't seem to help, you know, that may not be your issue. So 6 weeks, cut the sugar, cut the milk, cut the cheese, see how it works for you. And then you'll see if it helps enough to warrant it. Simple things you can do, tea tree oil. If you're looking for something topical that's not likely to kill you, tea tree oil that you can get at your health food store can be helpful. Nutrients, the critical nutrients for acne would be vitamin A and also zinc. Now, you want to be careful with A, because if you take more than 8,000 units a day, it'll cause birth defects if your zits go away and then you get taken out on a date and you get drunk and you get pregnant and you take more than 8,000 units of A, then the baby can have birth defects. So if you're a woman, keep that A down to 5,000 or at least under 8,000 a day, where the guys can go a little bit higher. They can go up to the 25,000 units a day. For zinc, 15 to 30 milligrams a day. B6, chromium. What I like, there's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder that'll have optimal levels of all of these things that will not only help the zits settle down in many cases, but it'll help your energy and help you feel better. So there's a lot of natural things you can do. And one other thing, if you're constipated, increase your fiber. And right. I know the kids don't like to hear about this kind of stuff. We don't talk about that. But that's an important factor that can be really helpful.
Nice, yeah, because, I mean, if you're constipated, you got to think about that. It's like that whole process of defecation, all right? I always say detoxification is getting things out, urination, respiration, defecation. And if you're not, if you're holding that those waste products in your colon, then those toxins that your body is shedding from utilizing those nutrients and just doing a great job, it's sitting there, maybe seeping back into your bloodstream and then causing an autotoxic situation. And that can show up in many different ways, including acne on your face.
Absolutely. So when you want to come off sugar, that's a biggie, biggie, biggie for acne. Let me give a plug for my book, Beat Sugar
Please.
Addiction Now. It'll teach
yes.
you how to come off of sugar in a way that's easy and how to still feed your sweet tooth at the same time.
All right, I love it. I mean, I have read this book. It is amazing. It's the best thing for folks. Beat Sugar Addiction Now. So there you have it. Your diet, change your diet, you heal your face. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. So people can find you at nfatigue.com. You also have an app, Cures A to Z, that is free. It's downloadable. You can click on acne, and guess what? All of these little tidbits will be on there. And this book, you've got to be able to look it up. Click it. You can download it as an ebook as well, because I've done that. It is Beat Sugar Addiction Now, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. We're here every single week with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. It is our pleasure to have him to not only educate, but give you great, great information that is waking you up. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille, and this is all about mindful medicine. So you got to stay tuned.